Welcome back to the Pitch Pod. I'm your host, Jeff Stebbins. Today we are looking at the EFL Championship Playoff Final. It's between Sheffield United and Sunderland. Those of you not familiar with the EFL Championship Playoff system, basically the top two teams of the championship, the second tier league in England football, face off in a competition, move forward and advance, and there is a playoff system between the four teams below that in order to seek that third spot. And the reason why that third spot finish in the league is so important is because the top three teams of the championship end up advancing to the Premier League. Of course, there's a lot of honor with being able to move to the Premier League and play with the best of the best. There's club history with this advancement to the top tier league, right? And the competition, but it's also a big financial incentive with the opportunity to pack stadiums, sell jerseys, concessions, marketing, you name it. So getting to the Premier League, yes, there's competition, there's honor, but let's be honest here. These teams are also getting a huge financial incentive if they can make it to the top three in advance and get promoted into the Premier League. The Premier League, again, the top league in the English football system, right? The bottom three teams there are going to move down into the second tier, the championship, and that's a big demotion for them, and that is a painful process. As excited as the top three of the championship are to move upward, you can imagine the disappointment with the bottom three teams getting demoted to the second tier league of championship. But that's also what makes English football so exciting, is the promotion and relegation system. In fact, a lot of proponents of it have been making cases that the U.S. football system, or soccer system, if you will, probably should follow suit and get in line with that process if they really want to have the most competitive league system. Looking at this upcoming matchup, it's going to be taking place at Wembley Stadium this Saturday, May 24th. Should be a perfect day and a perfect place to have this playoff final. You have Sheffield United versus Sunderland. And they both fought hard to get to this playoff final. Both two deservingly talented teams. But it should be noted that in the regular season standings, Sheffield United did finish slightly above Sunderland. They were in the third spot. Sunderland was in the fourth. Sheffield with 90 points. Sunderland was 76. So if it was just a regular season top three, Sheffield United would be advancing automatically. But that is not how this system works. And that's also why it's a little bit more exciting, to be honest. Both of these teams, super talented. Both have been to the big league, the Premier League, several times. But Sheffield United making it there more often as of late. And so that's an advantage that they have their way. But at the same time, Sunderland is a high-quality opponent. And they have some really talented players, including Bellingham, the brother of the Premier League Bellingham, who is a very talented player, as well as Enzo. So both of these teams are going to be able to compete. They're going to be up for this. They're going to be excited all 90 minutes plus extra time. Statistically, right now, most people are giving the advantage to Sheffield, 40% likelihood. Sunderland is sitting at a 29% likelihood of winning. And the extra time probability right now is 31%. So, as you can imagine, it's going to be a close match, but Sheffield is the slight has the slight advantage going into this. In terms of what team do I think is going to get out of this and get promoted, that's tough. Before I make that final prediction, I do want to say I do think it'll be a close game. I do think it'll be very aggressive. Both teams are in it to win it, and with a packed Wembley Stadium, I think there's, you know, there's going to be something special at this game that's going to happen with that extra excitement and fan base. If I look at both squads, if I had to pick which one I think is more talented, probably Sheffield. I think there's a reason they finish slightly above in the table standings. But nonetheless, I do think it's going to be a very close match. And I don't expect a ton of goals in this one, but I do expect it to be a close match. And that's why I'm going with Sheffield United winning this and getting promoted with a goal differential of 2-1. Either way, it should be exciting. I'm sure both clubs' fan bases are going to come out, show their support, and it's going to be fun to watch either way. But if I had to put money on it, I would probably go with Sheffield advancing, as they appear to be the more consistent, more talented team that has made it to the Premier League more often as of late. So that would be my bet. But again, I think it's going to be close, and in these matches, anything can happen. So that's why we tune in. So thank you for listening. Please hit that like and subscribe if you would. That's the best way to support the Pitch Pod. And as always, till next time.